I heard you for a second, but now I can't hear you. Let's see if that might be.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
All right. Wait. My mic has, is my camera on?
It seems your like camera is on. Yeah.
Why can't I see myself?
That is weird.
I'm gonna turn it off so it's less weird.
Yeah, less weird. I'm already recording, so don't say anything sensitive. you know how it is.
How are you?
Just living the dream. You know, how are you?
I'm good. I'm starting my new job tomorrow.
Yeah, that you gonna see prostates?
What'd you say?
You gonna see prostates for the first time?
I mean, I'm gonna see orientation for a week.
Oh, you gonna do like Cerner training and stuff?
Epic.
Epic. Yeah, the epic. Is that what you use?
Yeah, no, I actually got super lucky. It's like the same. It's the same exact everything. So it's Aria, Varian, and then like Epic.
How are we? Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good combo.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep this one short, right? Because I think we're going to try to give a teaser of season two of the Accelerators and make some announcements. And we're going to try to keep it short because there's a few enhancements to Accelerators I think we're going to work on this season. One of them is shorter episodes. I don't know if you have like an opinion about that.
So I know we talked about this with the other folks. I personally, when I listen to podcasts, prefer ones that are at least 30 to 45 minutes just because of the nature of when I do it. But then there's one I like that's like 10 minute episodes and I just like binge those. So, I think it'd be better. We'll see. We'll get, hopefully people give feedback.
Yeah. We'll play with it a little bit, but it's been the most, like, it's been the most feedback given and the most varied. Like,
yeah,
some people do like the longer episodes and they're actually our most popular. But I've had like a lot of people basically say like, you got to keep them to half an hour.
Like, yeah,
thanks for the
I don't know if there's ever been studied. I guess it really depends on the audience and what they do it for. Cause I don't know if I've ever really heard a definitive one way or the other.
Yeah. I think a lot of people commute with it. So like, I think,
yeah,
you know, hopefully people are not commuting like an hour and a half, which I've done in the past, which is pretty brutal.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's one announcement. The other fun announcement for Accelerator Season 2 is that we actually have theme music. Simmel's been asking for this for like forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you land on what you were going to do with that?
Yeah, so the story, I don't know if I told you the story behind this.
I've heard snippets of it, and I remember hearing like what you were thinking about, but I don't know where you finished.
Yeah, and I don't want to step on your announcement, but because I'll ask you about this, I guess, at the end of the episode. But so I like, you know, the original goal was to have a theme song by the virtual band that I had during COVID, which is like some friends that I have that live around the country, and we would pass files back and forth and make songs. And I think we're going to be a house band for the podcast and maybe play it out at the end, but we need like a real theme song. So I started looking at, you can like buy them online basically for pretty cheap, like a license to basically use a theme song for a downloadable content thing. And I was telling my friend, I have a really good friend. His name is Matt Capel. He lives in New York. He works for NBC's like a high up person in NBC Sports. And he does music licensing for them. And so he knows all these artists that do like music and stuff. So he actually hooked me up with one of his artists. His name is Lucas Cantor Santiago. And he's like a real deal. He like works for NBC. He writes a bunch of like, you know, theme music things for a lot of the sporting events. So like, if you look at his website, which I'll put in the show notes for this, he's got like Olympic games. He's won Emmys for like Olympic music. And then he also has produced like real things. Like he produced one of like Lorde made a cover. I'm reading this off his soundtrack right now, but basically about like for, I guess, the Hunger Games. And he co-produced that. And he's written some music for Fox and things like that as well. And he also did this really cool video that I don't know if you saw this, but Schubert has an unfinished symphony that these people like used artificial intelligence to finish. Did you ever see that video?
It was I'm super into like AI art, but I don't know if I've seen that one.
It went around a couple of years ago. I remember seeing it like not in this context at all, but he did that as well. So I'll post those links. It's really cool. I was telling my friend, I've never actually talked to him. So I was telling my friend that hopefully we'd maybe have him on the podcast or something, but he has generously donated some of his music to for me to pick to use as a theme song. So I'm going to play it out on this episode. It'll be like our debut of our theme song, and then it'll be the theme song for season two of the Accelerators, which is pretty cool.
That's way cooler than I definitely did not know that part of the story.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it's because we're all oncologists. He wanted to like donate since he appreciates what we do. So I think, you know, I greatly appreciate music, yeah, which is awesome. So
that's pretty incredible. That is a great story.
Yeah. And it also helps that we don't make any money from this.
Well, there's that small detail. Right. I don't know what the CPT code is for AI or orchestra, but we'll find it with the ICD-10 for that.
Yeah, people should really watch. It was a cool like mini online documentary thing. I'll post the link to it.
Yeah. Sure.
So you have an announcement then.
I do. Yeah. So this is something that I know you've been working with me on for a while now. So we're going to a spinoff of a greater, bigger network than of a more educationally focused podcast. So we're going to go, and I think I put this in some of those tweets that I did a couple months ago. We're going to name it Out of the Basement, because it's supposed to be Out of the Basement and Into the Underground is the longer subtitle, because I'm a turbo nerd. But I think, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about and things is, you know, I've gotten a lot of informal education from these sorts of things. So, you know, the accelerators or various kind of social media outlets and Twitter and certainly the MedNet. So, you know, I feel like there's a lot of practical knowledge that everyone has that doesn't make its way into the Gunderson textbooks, because I think everyone is still really trapped in the era of when we have to write very formally and kind of follow a very certain format and kind of stick with certain accepted topics. And then when you actually get out into the real world and practice, it doesn't really matter what the setting is, whether it's community or academics or whatnot. There's a lot of things that you kind of just have to learn on the fly or that people just kind of expect you to know. And so I know, you know, some of the initial episodes that we've recorded, you and I talked a lot about contracts, and we did the soft kind of release based on Twitter, and so I know some people have listened to that already, but talking about environments of academics and community, we get into kind of machine choice and whatnot, and then I still have to finish editing them, but we have a three-part, I ended up making it three-part because we talk for a long time, all about kind of IGRT choice and immobilization, and I have tweets to kind of go along with that. So hopefully we'll kind of go and stick with a more of a practically, I don't know if I'm going to break any copyrights by saying this, but I kind of think of it almost as like a podcast version of the MedNet, but much more off the cuff. I also have found a way to offer CME. So in the show notes for that, because it'll be on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, there'll be a link, and it's kind of this new version of CME or new style, where all you have to do is follow the link. And I currently have it for free. So you just follow the link. And it's basically just kind of reflecting on the, you know, whatever the topic was for that episode. And then you will be able to get CME for it. We'll update. I have a sort of website. I don't think I've launched the website, but it'll be kind of right now a subset of my BectaMD.com. Stuff but, that'll be down the road. But yeah, so Out of the Basement, Into the Underground, free CME, all the learning that you wish you had but never got. It'll be fun.
I think it's awesome. This is going to be really cool. And I think we're going to do this sort of, to be clear, this is going to be your podcast that you're host. I'm just honored to be the guest, I think, on the first couple of.
It happened to be you and me. It's a, you know, dynamic duo.
Yeah. And I think, and so we're all going to do this together kind of under this Photon Media name, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that will be, I think that's like kind of the biggest development, is we're going to just sort of be a collective working together. And I think it's going to be really nice because it'll allow accelerators to kind of focus down on, I think Todd had said news and views is such a great way to put it. So we'll kind of be doing, you know, current events and some still, you know, maybe multi-part instead of longer, multi-part shorter episode shows on big topics that we have planned coming up in season two for this year. And then I'm really, really excited to see what you do with Out of the Basement, because I think it's, you know, these podcasts, I think one of the biggest feedbacks I've had from people, especially residents, is just how educational that it is, because we're kind of talking about things that we don't spend a ton of time talking about in formal settings in residency, you know.
So. No, and that's I am really excited. I got to finish editing the IGRT ones, because just you and I talking about that, it's been very illuminating for me just to hear your experience over at WashU and kind of an academic setting, and especially the Midwest, because I harp on this a lot, but geography plays a big role in your patterns of practice. And so it's just been genuinely fun. And I think that's going to be kind of the idea too, is just have people come on and kind of off the cuff discuss more practical topics that we don't find elsewhere. And then with the Photon Media thing, you know, the summer has been very, very busy for all of us. So we've been really slammed with other things. But, you know, there's a lot of things in the works in terms of I guess it's kind of all in that same genre of just kind of releasing in a recorded fashion all this information and topics and things that are out there kind of in the medicine space, not even just the oncology or even the radiation oncology space, where, you know, there's no formal sort of, or at least not even a recorded version of these sorts of things. So hopefully that'll be great.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be, I'm extra excited now because I'll have like more time to kind of work on this kind of stuff.
You say that now.
Yeah, that's so true. All right. Well, so that's good. So I don't know. I don't know if there's any other, there actually are some other exciting things coming up, but we can't talk about them yet. So very soon. But I think for now that'll be a little teaser to head in and kind of debut your show. And then we can show our theme song and then we'll be back with traditional accelerators episodes pretty soon as well. So it's an exciting time.
I agree. And then one day things will be all calm again and the world will be normal.
Optimism.
That's what I'm known for. You can ask anyone who knows me.
All right, very good. Well, so in the interest of keeping it short, if we don't have anything else to add, we can jump off.
I say then we'll, as my son likes to say, in a while, crocodile.
Yeah, and everyone go listen Out of the Basement right now.
Right now.
Have a good one, man.